Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of discussion on cluster bombs over the weekend. But before we get into that, I want to say this. I saw this story, and it has to do with sanity when it comes to Ukraine. It's funny how the left will glom onto something, and suddenly it becomes the cause du jour, and Ukraine is the cause du jour. The left created this problem. Joe Biden created the Ukraine problem. He told Russia to go in there. And Russia was going to do a limited insertion into Ukraine to protect the Russian people that were in this area called the Donbas region of Ukraine. And Putin had asked for UN assistance. They denied him twice. Joe Biden said, well, Joe Biden knew he had the right to go in to protect his citizens. He does that, and then the world community says, okay, now we have our new villain, because, you know, we already tried to tie Putin to Trump, so now we can go directly after Putin, which they did. They created the very system that's there. Ukraine becomes the good guys. Russia becomes the bad guys. And you know what it all ties back to? Joe Biden and the corruption of his family with Ukraine. So we find ourselves embroiled in a war. We're spending more on this war than Ukraine could spend in 10 years. We've already spent more on this war. We could have bought this country. We've put almost $200 billion into this country. It has a GDP in 2022 of $156 billion. So we could have bought them and had money left over. So this is where we find ourselves, and now everybody's got to be down with Ukraine. We all know what the Ukrainian flag looks like because it's on every woke site. And there's not a person in there. I mean, let me tell you, the 99% of the people that put the flag up, et cetera, know nothing about it. They don't know who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, et cetera. And they just go with it. They go with the flow. It's fascinating in one respect, and it's disheartening in another. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I mean, look, I'm required to go out and find a little bit of information about it. So I've talked to 2 4-star generals. One is a personal friend, and the other is just an acquaintance. I mean, somebody said, Kevin, give this guy a call. Maybe it was my 4-star general friend, as I recall, who told me, talk to another guy. So I got a little inside scoop there. And then, of course, I'm inquisitive, a little curious myself. So I dug a bit of digging and about who Putin is, etc. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't trust our government and what they're telling you. Do you? Think about all the controversies we've had. Whether it's what they told us about COVID, what they told us about vaccines, how they continue to milk us in global climate farce, what they told us about black crime, and policing, and all blatant lies, what they told us about Donald Trump and the setup of what they're doing to him. Why would I believe anything they have to say about Ukraine? They have zero credibility. So here's where we are. We've got a population of Americans who are donating money. Forget what the government is sending. We're sending money over everywhere. Roundup to help Ukraine at the grocery store or whatever. I'm not rounding up to help me. You round up to help Kevin Jackson. My family is suffering because of what we do, what I get up here and do every day. I'm going to change it because we were supposed to go to a behind the paywall for the radio show this year, and I didn't do it because I thought we had made a transition to this new team that was going to help us out. Well, that's not working out, so we'll have to see what happens next. But, you know, it's all God's plan, so that's all I can tell you. Anyway, going back to this, Switzerland refused to transfer arms to Ukraine. This happened a while back, rejecting the export of 100 Leopard 1 tanks that belong to the state's armed company, RUAG. Despite pressure from Kyiv and its allies, Switzerland has not allowed countries that hold Swiss-made weaponry to re-export it to Ukraine. Switzerland's federal council said the export of 96 Leopard 1A5 tanks was not possible under the law as it stands. Such a sale would intervene with the War Material Act and would result in a shift from Switzerland's policy of neutrality. Good for Switzerland. I mean, there are people out there that want to have a dog in the fight. Kevin, Ukraine. Okay, first of all, point it out in the map. Show me. If you can't show me where Ukraine is on the map, shut up. Just shut up.
Well, all I know is that this border's Russia and the Russians are going over there. Yeah.
All you know are talking points. That's all you know. And we have made a villain out of Putin. He may very well be one. I'm not here to defend some Russian. I'm not. And by the way, I grew up in the Cold War where we feared Russia. You know, stop, drop. You know, put your hands over here when you see the light. And of course, here's the government again making us think we could survive a nuclear blast. You see the light? Don't look. Well, you've already seen it. Sorry. But they want to, you know, Russia was the bad guy for a while. The nuclear arms race. And I guess there always needs to be a boogeyman. But here's what I will tell you. I do believe there was an arms race and Russia was, you know, trying to do some negative. Communism is not good. It's a cancer. But is it as bad as they make it out to be? I don't think so. People have lived under it oppressively. They may not like it. I don't know if they could leave. I know in East Germany they couldn't. But, you know, but you're free to move around. To some degree, I don't know. But here's what I do know. It's none of my business. I'm not going to get in it. And in this particular case, having done my little bit of digging, I know that Putin was actually right. He was lured into doing what he believes is right and what will be honest with you. If I'd been in charge of Russia, I probably would have done the same thing. So it makes me wonder what's going on. And then when I put two and two together and I see how they persecuted Trump, how they've made him out to be the boogeyman, while Hunter Biden, who is a menace to society, and so is his daddy and the rest of the family, they make them out to be practical heroes. Wouldn't that make you take pause? Of course it would. But then we get into this other controversy. Cluster bombs. These are bombs that they go off in clusters, but you know what happens? Some of them don't go off. So people are left there. After the bombs go explode, people are left in these regions stepping on effective landmines. And cluster bombs put the Biden administration on full display because during one presidency, it's bad. But during this presidency, it's good.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What made you change your mind and decide to give them these weapons?
Two things, Fred, and it was a very difficult decision on my part. And by the way, I discussed this with our allies, discussed this with our friends up on the Hill. And we're in a situation where Ukraine continues to be brutally attacked across the board by munitions, by these cluster munitions that are have dud rates that are very, very low, I mean very high, that are dangerous to civilians, number one. Number two, the Ukrainians are running out of ammunition. The ammunition that is, they call them 155 millimeter weapons. This is a war relating to munitions.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That is Joe Demento, who's trying to rationalize the use of cluster bombs for the Ukrainians. And he talked about the dud rate that they're being attacked with. Cluster bombs that have a high dud rate. which means that they could explode at any time because they didn't explode upon getting landing. If you ever seen them, it looks like pop rocks. Or, I don't know, the earth, like the ground is boiling because they don't go off at once. They all go up. So think popcorn. Yeah, think popcorn. Again, welcome back. 844-551-8255. So that's Joe Biden explaining why he's going to now give the Ukrainians cluster bombs. He says, well, they're out of munitions. Well, where are they getting their munitions? I mean, obviously they have to make some, but they're getting the majority of their munitions from us. And I want to go ahead and play the rest of the clip. We're going to play the rest of this clip where Joe Biden implies that we're out of ammunition as well.
And the running out of that ammunition, and we're low on it.
So it sounds like Joe Biden said, listen, in the fire sale that we have here, this is what we have left in inventory. Have you ever gone somewhere and you're looking for something and they go, well, we're out, but we have this. And you're like, well, it's a little overkill. Well, that's all we got, Kev. You know, you want to buy something that's $10 and they're trying to sell you something for $39.95. So, in the war machine, the military-industrial complex, Joe Biden's saying, hey, this is what we got. We got these illegal devices here. Illegal, you say, Kevin Jackson? What are you talking about illegal? Well, that's kind of what they said. But let's play the rest of what Joe Biden says to try to rationalize his, this decision. It was a difficult decision for him, as he said earlier. This is a tough one. But I had to make something here because we got to protect them. We got to keep giving them this stuff because that's how war works. That is how the U.S. government, who has become the largest arms dealer in the world, that's how we work.
And so what I finally did, took the recommendation of the Defense Department.
Oh, recommendation.
To not permanently, but to allow for in this transition period where
temporarily.
We had 155 weapons, these shells for the Ukrainians to provide them with a.
Notice all the detail.
Something has a very low dud rate.
Oh, it's low
one,
dud
I think
rate.
It's 150, which is the least likely to be blowing. And it's not using
civilians.
They're trying to get through those trenches and stop those tanks from rolling. And so, but it was not an easy decision. And we're not signatories of that agreement, but it took me a while to be convinced to do it. But the main thing is they either have the weapons to stop the Russians now from their
stopping
the Ukrainian offensive through these areas.
Ah, I get it. Oh, so the dud rate, I think what he's saying is that the ability of the munitions to blow up the tanks, they've had too many duds, so they can get them some that have fewer duds. Well, people are not happy about this because apparently a lot more people than you think understand that we're leaving these weapons all over the world. I don't know if you guys have seen these commercials with the people with no limbs. They're just farmers out farming the land and something blows up. This is what we're leaving the world. I mean, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but here in the United States, we don't worry too much about it. We aren't worried about cluster bombs or some old booby trap set up like they are in Vietnam, as an example, or anywhere where war has been waged. It's not an issue for us. But can you imagine what some countries go through when your kids are just out playing soccer and people can blow up? Well, there are some people who are very concerned about this. Oh, and it does get everybody's mind off of the cocaine issue at the White House, which we will come back to. Here's Tulsi Gabbard giving a pretty good explanation about this. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't agree with everything that Tulsi Gabbard's saying. But there is a level of sanity to part of what she says. And the objective is for us not to agree wholeheartedly with her. It's just for us to understand that there is a point of view here. And certain things that she brings up are correct. So here's Tulsi Gabbard, I think on Fox News, talking about this cluster bomb thing.
Tulsi, and I want to get your take on what's happening now in Ukraine, because the Biden administration has announced they're sending cluster bombs to Ukraine. The move's highly controversial. In fact, Biden's own White House once said that using these kinds of bombs would be considered a war crime. Watch.
There are reports of illegal cluster bombs and vacuum bombs being used by the Russians. If that's true, what is the next step of this administration? And is there a red line for how much violence will be being tolerated against civilians in this manner that's illegal and potentially a war crime?
It is. It would be. I don't have any confirmation of that. We have seen the reports. If that were true, it would potentially be a war crime.
So it was a war crime for Vladimir Putin, but it's okay for us to send it to the Ukrainians in escalation.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, Pete. Their hypocrisy of you know, rules that apply to others but not for them, making decisions based on their own selfish desire for more power, their political interests. You know, the cold callousness of this decision by the Biden administration today reminds me of what then Secretary of State Madeleine Albright said when she was asked about whether the price was worth it when the U.S. sanctions against Iraq killed over 500,000 children. And her response was, yes, we think the price was worth it. They're willing to do whatever it takes to get what they want, believing that the end justifies the means, even though this decision today all but guarantees that for decades to come, American-made cluster bombs will be the cause of Ukrainian casualties and children losing limbs long after this Russia-Ukraine war has finished.
Welcome back, folks. So Tulsi Gabbard brings up obviously an interesting point on leaving these American munitions in different countries. And as I mentioned, kids are going around playing. You're maybe going to put in a new development and some guy in a bulldozer gets blown up because he lands on a cluster bomb. I mean, there's all kinds of implications. And we don't think about it because over here we've never had a war like that. Hey, the good Lord, we haven't. But it is something that other people do have to face every single day. And we are leaving these munitions all over the place. And Joe Biden can rationalize it any way he wants. Oh, there, you know, there's cluster bombs coming over here, cluster. He alludes we're not part of the treaty. When we come back, we should play the whole clip again and dissect it, because he essentially, you're listening to a pathological liar give you the reason why he's decided to do something illegal.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A bipartisan group of senators is in Lithuania to attend the NATO summit focused on Russia's war in Ukraine. Among them, Senator Dick Durbin.
The NATO alliance is bigger, stronger, and more unified than ever.
Durbin said Russia's invasion of Ukraine has revitalized NATO's efforts to protect democratic nations. For the first time in two decades, cases of locally transmitted malaria are being detected in the United States. Six cases of the mosquito-borne infection have recently been confirmed in Florida, one in Texas. Retail experts are urging consumers to be on the lookout for potential Amazon Prime Day scams. The annual sale, underway now, is wildly popular, but has the potential to draw the attention of criminals looking to capitalize as well. Buyers are being urged to be wary of unsolicited emails, texts, or phone calls, and to look out for links to fraudulent websites. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It is going to use these in a very careful way that is aimed at minimizing any risk to civilians. And by the way, Ukraine, the democratically elected government of Ukraine, has every incentive to minimize risk to civilians because it's their citizens, it's Ukrainians who they are trying to protect and defend. This is not Ukraine taking these and going and using them in the Middle East or in Southeast Asia or in some faraway land. They're using them on their territory to defend their territories.
That was one of the White House spokesmen rationalizing the use of cluster bombs. And look, I don't know enough about these munitions to know whether one's good or the other. I do know this. And when, you know, you drop a bunch of bombs, all of them don't go off necessarily, and you do run the risk of people losing limbs. But here, what's interesting to me is how they rationalize. This isn't them taking these bombs and dropping them in another country. They're using them themselves. They're defending themselves with these cluster bombs. Okay, well, there's a case to be made that it's their choice of whether or not they want to use them. I'll go with that. But the torturous way in which these guys describe things is what always gets me with the left. Just tell us. Say, look, we got excess inventory. We don't have anything else to sell them. So we're giving them cluster bombs, but it's their choice. We could be violating some treaty, but again, it's their choice. We're going to work diplomatically to make sure we're doing this the right way. Now, here's the other part of it. Should we be doing anything? I come back to, does it explain to me, government, why we're involved in somebody else's war? Well, it's a simple answer. I already told you, you probably already know, we are in the war business. Now, those of you who know me, you know I'm combative. I'm not going to run away from a fight. But there are times when you just have to ask yourself, why do I need to be involved in this fight? Believe me, I've walked away from many going, not worth my time, not worth my effort. If I'm going to fight, there's going to be a reason to fight. But we don't have a reason to fight. We're just over there. We're over there for the wrong reasons. And everybody pretty much knows that we're over there because Joe Biden and the Barack Obama administration put us there. There's no reason for us to be there. They put us there. And now we got to stay. I don't know that we have to, honestly. I think that we could figure out a way out. But diplomatically, it has to look a certain way because we can't look like we're running from Russia. You know, now we get into the politics of it because the common sense thing would be to say, look, We're out of ammunition. You got our cluster bombs. Do what you want. Good luck to you. We're out. That would be our way to get out. And then we could put $200 billion back into the U.S. economy. Because I would love for one of these leftists to explain to me how war is going to help us with it. Well, Kevin, if we aren't selling these munitions, then, you know, the big tech is going to lose. Not big tech, but, big military is going to lose. Big military is going to have to figure out a way to do something else. The same way horse and buggies are no longer made, and we made automobiles, and now we pretty soon may have the flying car, according to Tesla. I don't know what's coming next, but I know this. You got to be ready to make the transition. What is it with left that, I can tell you, we are in the war business. I didn't realize this until, and people drone, Kevin, where's the military industrial complex? And I was one of those, yeah, whatever, I've heard all the buzzwords. Well, it is, it exists. We celebrate, this was even during the time of Trump, we celebrated the $350 billion deal we did with the Saudis so they could protect themselves. Now, here's why I'm okay with it. It's up to Saudi Arabia to protect its borders the same way the United States does. Why are we doing it? Okay, sell the product. And if we are indeed in the business of making countries safer with these Patriot systems we sold to Israel or better bombs and smarter bombs, whatever, fine. But don't go starting wars to support it. Tell countries we'll give you the best technology to protect yourselves, but let's all, get along if we can. But if you can't, here it is. If you want to do that, that's fine. I'm not going to argue with that because people are going to fight. There are bad people in the world who are going to fight. But just tell us what it is. Tell us why we're spending all this time and energy in Ukraine and we're trying to get everybody in America to buy into the nonsense. Just tell us Ukraine's a new customer. Just because that's what it is. Hey, America, Daddy's home, and guess what? I found myself a new client this week. Oh, Daddy, tell us more. It would be different, by the way, if Ukraine were paying for this. They're not. Are we depleting our arsenal just so we can now say, okay, we gave away $200 billion worth of product, so Raytheon and Boeing and whoever else, go make some more missiles, go make some more whatever. Tell us. But don't act like Ukraine is so good and Russia's so bad, because it's not the case. I would bet you, I don't know, but I know there are countries that we probably wouldn't want to know what they're doing, but they bought our munitions from various companies. And if they didn't buy them directly from us, they bought them indirectly. There was an intermediary that says, okay, I'll buy this missile system because you can't get it because you're on some banned list, but I'll buy it and then we'll get it to you. You think that doesn't happen? How many things if somebody bought, not because you wanted them to, but they bought something and said, hey, by the way, I got an extra one of these. You want it? Sure, Chuck. Thank you. You think that doesn't happen at the macro level where people are saying, yeah, I got a few extra tanks I can give you or missile systems or whatever. How much money you got? Oh, they monitor that stuff, Kevin. Whatever. They don't monitor anything. It's a joke. I want to play this Biden clip again so we can parse it. Listen to what he says. Listen carefully to what Biden is saying when he's saying this stuff.
What made you change your mind and decide to give them these weapons?
Two things, Fred, and it was a very difficult decision on my part. And by the way, I discussed this with our allies, discussed this with our friends up on the Hill.
I'm going to stop it there just to tell you, here's typical Biden. He didn't just unilaterally make this decision. He discussed it with his allies and with our friends on the Hill. What does that mean? He should say, we got the G7 together, we talked to Turkey, Italy, China, whatever, and I talked to these people on the Hill. It's all ambiguous. Well, first of all, we talked to our allies and our friends on the Hill. Joe Biden doesn't have any friends on the Hill. He's got people that'll cover for him. Here's the rest.
And we're in a situation where Ukraine continues to be brutally attacked across the board by munitions, by these cluster munitions that are have dud rates that are very, very low, I mean very high, that are dangerous to civilians, number one. Number two, the Ukrainians are running out of ammunition. The ammunition that is, they call them 155 millimeter weapons. This is a war relating to munitions, and they're running out of that ammunition, and we're low on it.
So I'm stopping here just to tell you, when Joe Biden starts adding flavor to the what they call quality to the cord, what he's telling you is he doesn't know. He's been given talking points, but he wants to appear smart. So, you know, these 155, they call them 155. He doesn't know. Somebody put that stuff in his brain. Maybe they're even telling him in his head what to say through an earpiece. But he doesn't know anything. They're running low on ammunition, so are we. And, you know, they got the dud rates. They're too low. I mean, they're too high. I don't know, but I would predict somebody's probably prompting him. But regardless, when he starts adding the flavor to it, you know something's up. And here's the final part, or maybe we can let it go all the way.
And so what I finally did, took the recommendation of the Defense Department to, not permanently, but to allow for in this transition period where we get more 155 weapons, these shells for the Ukrainians, to provide them with something that has a very low dud rate. It's about one, I think it's 150, which is the least likely to be blowing. And it's not used in civilian areas. They're trying to get through those trenches and stop those tanks from rolling. And so, but it was not an easy decision, and we're not signatories to that agreement, but it took me a while to be convinced to do it. But the main thing is they either have the weapon to stop the Russians now from keep them from stopping the Ukrainian offensive through these areas.
So Biden's trying to explain the lower dud rate, you know, the 150 versus the 155. No, it's not all over. It's just in the areas where we can stop the tanks from rolling. That's the only place they're going to put them. So no harm in, you know, people blowing their legs off in a generation. No, we got it covered. And it took me a while to get to this, but they had to convince me of it. But, you know, the Ukrainians, well, they're attacking themselves. If you listen to the very end, he doesn't know who's fighting who. And let's not forget, during the Obama administration, it was almost going to be, they go, it could be a war crime to drop these munitions. And now suddenly, under Biden, well, it's okay. Why?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Look, we have a corrupt, incompetent leader in Biden. Everyone knows he's... And I wouldn't have said this 3 weeks ago. I wouldn't have said it. I was actually very kind to him. I was very kind to him. But now we can't be kind anymore because the gloves are off. The jar has been opened. He's taken millions of dollars from other countries like China. He's totally compromised. He's taken millions and millions of dollars from other countries. And in history, there's never been a scandal like this, but the fake news doesn't want to report it. There's never been in history anything. nothing like it. $10,200,000 from China. Millions and millions of dollars from Ukraine. These are compromised people. The people that are leading us are corrupt and they're compromised.
We were warned about the Bidens. I did a show the other day with Dr. Gal Luft, who said, I told everybody, this guy is compromised in more ways than you can shake a stick. And it with multiple countries. He's only talking about China. Joe Biden publicly said what his compromise was in Ukraine. Warned about it by multiple whistleblowers. Look, I remember Watergate. I'm old enough to remember that. Nixon was hobbled during Watergate. And at the end, when they were going to get him, I mean, he was ineffective. One of the most overwhelmingly popularly elected presidents in the history of this country was railroaded out because the system didn't want him anymore. You want to know why Nixon was railroaded out? Nixon was a Republican who was doing too much for black people. I know it's hard to believe. Go back and look at Nixon. Nixon is remembered by most people as a pariah. The dude was wildly popular. Wildly popular. But anyway, what he did is nothing in comparison to what the Bidens have done. So you should ask yourself, how does the media, the Department of Justice, fellow Democrats, allow Biden to commit blatant crimes? But and it would be different if the crimes were just like, in, like he and Hunter were all family of prostitutes or something. They're, well, they are. Sadly, though, we're the ones having to pay the price. I'm saying if it were a victimless crime, as they say, the crime is against our country. We sent $200 billion to Ukraine because Joe Biden's son got involved in some nonsense over there. And who knows? Are we being extorted? I think we are. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I think people are extorting us. I think China is extorting us. Do you know that China owes us a lot of money? They've defaulted on loans. And nobody said a word. Now, this has been kicked the can for quite some time. And I think Trump would have made them pay, certainly if he'd had a second term. Joe Biden can't even bring it up. I was shocked to see this story. I read it. We'll get more into it another time. But yeah. China's defaulted on its debt to us. And this is a time when we need the money. They seem to be doing okay. Their economy's growing. These are the things we deal with. But how do these people allow Biden to do what he does? What kind of judicial system do we have that refuses to connect the dots? Things that are so obvious to me. I have to tell you, I have multiple conversations with people. One of my buddies, he's on the base. His son plays baseball with my son. And he listens to the program. I didn't know this until he was telling me. But we were talking about this during one of the tournaments. And, I take that back. It wasn't me and Ron. It was another family. Their kid plays on the 17-year-old team. And he was saying to me, Kevin, this is so obvious what's going on. What is it that needs to happen? And I said, you got to keep talking about it. And here's what's interesting. Most of these parents, we don't talk politics a lot. I mean, it's mostly baseball with the kids and all that, and as it should be. But they're starting to notice, and they know I'm into politics, and I'm sensing their frustration more than I have, I think, in any time that I've done this, since I started doing this as a job. I sense their frustration. And it's bubbling to the surface to the point where they're like, this is so obvious. It's so. And I go, yep. And I'll tell you this, it actually makes me feel good, because when people get to that level, that's when, I can tell people all the time, if it doesn't impact you directly, it's got to be something pretty egregious for you to take note. See, it isn't like any of these people are involved in illegal activities. They're not trying to, taking coke to the White House. They're not trying to sell arms to, you know, giving away money or, you know, running some kind of multifaceted, you know, LLC crazy thing. No, they're just normal people doing normal stuff. And it's bubbling up to where they're going, you know what? It doesn't pay to be a righteous citizen anymore. And that's a scary time for the country because everybody at some point goes, screw it. I'll just go on the take. I'll get mine. If the government won't give me mine, I'll get it. I'll figure out a way to get it. And I'll tell them, I dare you to come get me. And here's the thing. What about the precedent? The precedent of Hillary Clinton. Oh, well, Kevin, you did such and such. Yeah, but you don't really know my intent now, do you? Well, you can't use that. Well, that's what Hillary Clinton used. That's what Hunter Biden used. If I caught a gun charge right now or a drug charge, I would go, well, look at what they did to Hunter. That's where we're going to. We're to a place where our citizenry is going to revolt and say, why do I need to follow the rule of law when nobody else seems to be doing it? Now, if you want a microcosm of how to look at it, where that exists, look at the black community. You know, I used to joke with people. I said, we have an interesting moral fiber in the black community in that we're supposedly very religious and we, you know, care about law and order, whatever, whatever. But I used to joke and say, yeah, it's like the guy that gets the TV, you know, the flat screen TV. It's not, you only want to use them these days because they're practical giveaways. But when they were expensive, it's like the guy would get a flat screen TV off the back of a truck because it's been boosted. And he brings it home and his mom says, boy, where'd you get that TV? And you're like, oh, mom, it fell off a truck. And she says, yeah, things don't fall off a truck. You know that TV ain't yours. You know, and maybe ask him what he paid for it. He said, I paid, you know, $50. He's like, boy, you know you can't buy no TV for no $50. But hang it up over there. And that was my joke. But that's the way it is. It's more relativity. Oh, look, yeah, we're religious. I know you shouldn't steal. I know you shouldn't be buying hot items, etc. But now that it's here, let's go ahead and take advantage of it. So look at the black community. What do? We take advantage of welfare in many cases where we have learned that the system will reward us if we're bad. I'll give you an example. If you're at a company and you just do your job and you mind your business, etc., for most blacks, that's an Uncle Tom. If you're a guy that's participating in the minority this, and you're making sure that the company lets you wear your Black Lives Matter shirts, and you are want a day off because some black thug gets himself killed, and you want to protest, and you want to make noise, boy, whoo, corporate America, that's where you're headed. That's who we are. It's no longer good to look at ourselves and say, wait a minute, I'm not. So what, Michael Brown got killed? That's got nothing to do with me. I'm not worried about some black thug getting himself killed. I got a job to do here. Nope. It's not what people do. So that's the microcosm. You want a world of that? You want all of America to start saying, gimme, gimme, gimme? We used to have a saying as kids, gimme got his neck broke messing with the kinfolk. Because see, gimme in the black community, if you go in the black community, gimme, 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 people are like, boy, you better get out of here. But boy, let you get outside of the black community and it's gimme, gimme is a superstar. That's the way it works. You want that all over the country. If you don't, you better start doing stuff to stop it. You better start speaking out, or you better be supporting the people who are willing to speak out, because it's coming. And I think you know it. We now, it used to, I'm not going to say it's a black thing, you know, it's a situational thing, but now we have generations of kids who don't want to work. They want universal basic income and a host of other things. Where do you think all that started?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.